It's been a while since we recorded an episode, because we're doing that story time bonus thing. But I want to announce to everybody, I got some new collectibles. I've got both AOC's right and left shoes.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you got the Squad Funko Pops.
You got a
they're making.
Wait, is this like is this the Adidas collab?
The shoes are now part of the shrine. Yeah.
Or there's like. This is one of ones.
The friends and family. Yeah.
Well, she got them ASCs. FBI asset 11s.
Yeah.
She got them. I was groomed from birth to be a politician 12.
So what kind of shrine is it? Are we talking like a big kind of pyramid style shrine, or is it more like an AOC Mr. Potato Head where you just slide the shoes on the bottom?
Or like a made of gum that she spit out.
Floor to ceiling shelf spit unit out. In my house where it's just every Funko Pop of every political girl boss from Madeleine Albright to AOC to Madame Speaker to
Margaret Thatcher.
Right. Margaret Thatcher. And now that I can add the shoes of one of my favorite girl bosses, I'm over the moon.
So what percentage of these Funko Pops have been up your ass is my first question.
Declined to comment.
There's no number over 100%, so he can't actually answer.
I have a spreadsheet, and it would take far too long to explain. Right. I have an algorithm.
All right, hello everybody. It's been a big week. This is Beep Beep Lettuce.
A fascist! Champ! He's a fascist!
Wow, you do that really
good.
Yeah.
We can have that conversation when there's not a fascist! Chief!
Oh man, that's so good.
That's a good impression.
All the time.
Yeah, except don't, because it's very irritating. But you know, but it's great.
Sorry,
I subscribe
to that
person on Twitter because I find it so funny.
Yeah, they're pretty funny, and there are other TikToks.
So the big thing that we all know that happened:
Joe Biden broke his ass.
Was
going downhill skiing.
No,
that didn't
broke
happen.
His ass,
oh man, it must have been a dream.
Just massive hot sticky loads.
That probably will happen sometime. Like I'll wake up and I'll be like, wait, did I dream that, or did Joe Biden say we have to go to war with Ireland? And then it's like, nope, he misspoke, and he meant with Islam.
Every day I wake up wondering if went last night when I punched Joe Biden squarely in the dick whether or not that was a dream.
Yes.
Don't let your dreams
be
dreams.
Don't let your dreams be memes. Let them be real.
But anyway, we're living in the post-fascist coup United States. The United States of Soviet America. The USSR, folks.
Because the big thing that happened is that Twitter has banned WhatsBappin.
That's right.
I can't find out what's bapping anymore. I have no idea.
Anikashian. Who else? Right. Who else got banned?
Oh, Anna got banned? That's hilarious.
Oh, I don't know.
Why?
Shit.
Lots of people got
bad art,
but of course I'm kidding. And the real news is that Vogue fucked up Queen Kamala's cover.
Well, that's why all those people were so angry that they stormed the Capitol, and that we're now living under fascist Trump dictatorship. Now that's right. That the coup worked, right? It was a real coup, that there were real stakes, and it wasn't just people who had no idea what they were doing going into a building and then just kind of puttering around.
It wasn't that. It was because of the Kamala Harris Vogue cover.
Wait, yeah. What did they do to it?
I think that the K-Hive was mad because she looked kind of shitty. Like she didn't look hot enough.
I mean, she looks normal.
Somebody from that
really
communist rag teen Vogue broke into the regular Vogue offices and doctored Kamala to look like trash.
Never meet your idols, folks.
Yeah, she didn't look queeny enough,
I guess. She doesn't look cool. I mean, she's just wearing like regular pants and like a blazer.
Yeah.
I hated this Kamala Harris photo shoot because it was very hard to pump my shit off to.
It was very difficult.
You're saying you couldn't fap to that?
I couldn't crank my hog.
Okay, so the real truth is that on January 6th, a bunch of nerds...
Fascist!
a bunch of actual real life brown shirts who weren't just like ex-military, private military contractors.
Oh, and, like basically, you know, a bunch of dudes who say like, oh yeah, I would have served, except I would have decked the first drill sergeant who yelled at me.
Exactly.
Like, a bunch of guys wearing like empty plate carriers with Velcro patches that say shit like
Molinabe.
Big igloo boys, and like wearing like army surplus boots from like the South African, the Rhodesian army, that like were like two sizes too small, so they're just hobbling around.
Yeah, it's just right. Like a basically a Renaissance fair for internet Deus Vult guys.
Yeah, so basically the Q people, who as far as I can tell is literally Roger Stone, Q told people to storm the Capitol. Trump said storm the Capitol, and then a bunch of dipshits did it. It wasn't that many people, right? It was like maybe like a foxing show, like a thousand people.
Well, the thing is, they didn't. Trump didn't tell them to do it. That is, it's been like memory hold that took place. All Trump did was just say the same thing he's been saying, that the election results were illegitimate and that they're going to be voting on it. But now they're using that as like justification for saying that it was a fascist coup, when in reality it was kind of just, it was like the ideological opposite of a Phish concert, but with the same aesthetics.
This is just what happens if you don't let Comic-Con happen in person. Like, people need an outlet for their fun, their costumes and stuff.
It was definitely a convention. And here's what I think. We should kind of get to the heart of this, is that there's been a lot of conversation about what this was and what it means and what happened. And my opinion is that A, this was not a coup in any way, in the sense that there was no actual plan to take power or keep Trump in power. It was just a tantrum of the Q people who love Trump, because in a libidinal sort of like, I want Trump to be my daddy dom. And I think that those people were told to do that by the actual government, the actual state. And these people were said, you know, people who support the state went and supported the state. And they went to the theater of the state. They didn't go to where any actual power is held. They went to where the magical boxes, where the pieces of paper, you know, are blessed by, you know, Professor McGonagall, and you know, magical boy Joe Biden is, you know, he gets the sorting hat put on him, and he gets turned into the wizard.
Fingers crossed that Joe Biden's a Hufflepuff like me when they sort him on January 20th.
Let me pause you right there, Bryn. Are you telling me that these pro-state actors, there was a lot of, you know, they got really whipped up, they were very stimulated, so there was a lot of pro-state stimulation going on?
Oh yeah.
There was so much pro-state enlargement.
Let me tell you about my prostate, Jack. Now, I'm a prostate kind of guy, and back in the day, you know what, we didn't call it the prostate, we called it the happy good time button, and it wasn't allowed for men in those days to punch that button, but we do it anyway. It's nothing to do on Friday nights because the radio will be off.
Who's gonna stop you?
My insane family seems to think that it was Antifa and Black Lives Matter wearing whiteface that stormed the Capitol, which, okay, look, if your insane family believes that, just be like, well, look, they stormed the Capitol and a bunch of fucking liberal politicians were pissing themselves, laying down underneath their desks, quivering, hoping not to get fucking like day of the roped or whatever. And no matter who did that, whether it was fucking, you know, empty plate carrier wearing fucking LARPers doing, you know, tactical shit, or if it was, and this is highly impossible, like Black Lives Matter dressed like those people, you got to hand it to them. Whoever goes into the Capitol building and makes their legislators fucking piss themselves and lay there quivering, praying that they don't get fucking popped, like, you got to hand it to them. All right. Regardless of what happened afterwards, which is that they ran around aimlessly stealing laptops and shoes
selfies
from AOC's office, like stealing a fucking podium or whatever, like that, you know, they're obviously just running around like a chicken with his head cut off and they don't know what to do. But you do have to hand it to them that it does rule when your elected representatives are afraid for their lives.
Right, that's the least bad part about it.
They were like a dog that caught a car, right? It's like they have no fucking idea what to do once they catch the bumper of a car. But you see a dog actually catch a car, you're like, damn, I got to hand it to that dog.
That's right.
You know?
Yeah, he did a good job.
It's unclear what they really thought was going to happen. And a lot of people have sort of decided to frame this as though it was a failure of security. And as we said, I don't know if we actually said this on mic yet, but as you know, I think everybody has noted that what's happening is that this is beneficial to everyone. The state allowed this to happen.
They were let in.
The cops opened the fucking gate. They just opened it.
They opened the gate because the cops are not going to stand and risk, you know, life and limb to stand in front of a crowd, especially when they were understaffed purposefully by their superiors, understaffed that day. They're not going to stand in the way of the people trying to get in the Capitol if they look like them. If it's like the cops are staring down dudes that just look like them wearing different clothes and they're like, this is my enemy. No, obviously not. So they just fucking let him through the barricades. And we're like, fuck it. Chalk it up to a bad day of work.
Let's take selfies with these people.
Yeah.
Who cares?
We got a donut break in 2 hours.
Clearly not everyone was on the same page because this is the same. I think this is actually a really good example of how intelligence operations work, where it's like the spectacle of doesn't mean that they planned everything down to the detail in the same way that like the base level of conspiracy theory that like anybody who looks into it about 9/11 is that like there were people who generally wanted to do a terrorist attack on U.S. soil and they just let them do it.
In many ways there still are.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Well,
it's kind of interesting. Like, everybody is, like, fooled by the name intelligence, right? They're like, oh, this must be a highly organized, like, perfectly well-oiled machine operation. And it's like, no, they just run around starting fires that they think would help their boss. That's it. Like, they have no idea what they're fucking doing. They're not sociologists. Well, they're not historians or, like,
I mean,
they're just dudes. They're well-promoted cops. Sorry.
True. No, but I mean, I personally think that they're spending all of their time analyzing, like, well, what do we want to do? And what is the best, like, theater of how we're going to do it? And a lot of times it's pretty useful. Like, they're not failing exactly, but they are also throwing a lot of shit at the wall that it doesn't really matter if they fail half the time.
Right.
So, you know, it's not that they're idiots, but they're also just regular people who have insanely evil plans, and if half of the time it succeeds, it's insanely evil. So I'm not saying that this was a thing that was planned by the CIA or anything, but there is, you know, they literally reported that the Pentagon denied the National Guard be let in or sent in to defend the Capitol building.
It's like it's COVID, right? It's no matter what, whether it was a planned thing or it just happened. Like, the elites are going to utilize it as justification for heinous restrictions of personal freedom, heinous wealth transfer. I mean, it's already happening. They're right. using this essentially just a riot to justify, like, the next Patriot Act.
Yeah.
Right, which I'm sure is already written.
Well, yeah, I mean,
absolutely.
We've been through this cycle of, like, the fucking Obama years and then the Trump years, and now we're going into the Biden years, and it's just, like, rinsing and scrubbing and rinsing all of our fucking rights away. There's no event that could possibly happen in the United States, good or bad, that would ever cause them to do anything besides clamp down on us. Like, the next 10 years in politics are looking to be some of the most overtly austere in American history.
The most insane thing is that there are leftists, or at least people who identify as leftists, because if you think this way, you're a fucking liberal idiot. You're a useful idiot for capital. You're definitely not economically left. You might be aesthetically left. But there are quote unquote leftists who are cheering on. Oh, they should. I wish these people were shot dead. I wish that,
sure.
Like, Vosh type guys who were up until the day before this happened were like, there should be a new Lenin and they should march on the White House. One day later, screaming, fucking kill them all, gas the chuds, let God sort them out. It's insane.
Another really bad take around all of this is that, you know, They were understaffed and they were white. And so they were given the opportunity to do this because of their privilege and because the cops didn't take them seriously enough of a threat. And I've said this somewhere else, but if a third of these, you know, Q crazy people were black, nothing would have changed. Like, the point of this is not about race. The point of this is about they are supporting the imperialist state and they're trying to strengthen the power of the state. It has nothing to do with that. The fact is that these were reactionary people who care about keeping Trump in power.
Yeah. I mean, it's an alignment of political ideology, right? Like, if you believe the anonymous posters on the Q forums, a lot of Q people are cops. And why wouldn't they be? They're dumb and they have a gun. They feel ready and they probably are like joking around with their buddies all the time about all the danger they might be getting into. That will make you paranoid if you don't actually encounter that danger in your day-to-day life.
Well, you say that these people were pro-state, but in reality, they were pro one type of state, which is the state that aligns with their culture war interests. And inadvertently, through doing this and providing justification that lawmakers need to clamp down on civil liberties in a way that, would make George W. Bush pop the biggest little chubby of his life.
Yeah.
They have inadvertently empowered a different side of the same state, the same imperialist state, but that is aligned with a different side of the culture war, to have insane state power through a collaboration with Silicon Valley to basically control all aspects of our life, to the point where that day, January 6th, 2021, will basically define the next 10 to 20 years of very aesthetically insidious liberal techno-feudal authoritarian.
They're going to use it as a blue 9/11 is what you're saying.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah. This is 9/11 for sorry
media
to keep fucking talking about this. It is insane. This one, there are already blue check marks. I put this in the notes for you guys. This guy, John C. Liu, who is a New York State senator, which actually he doesn't have a blue check mark, but he is a state senator. He said, "Seeing the Twin Towers crumble is no longer the most frightening moment of my life."
Oh my God, dude. Oh shut my the God. Fuck up.
Did you guys see that that Jon Favreau weasel from PodSave said that what Trump did was without question the most evil thing a U.S. president has ever done, or something like that, to that effect?
Oh my God.
He didn't even say it's up there. He just was like, it's without question. This is the worst thing that a president has ever done. He got like four people killed.
No highway of death. No fucking trail of tears. None of that shit.
No owning slaves.
Japanese internment camps. Yeah, yeah.
Jesus Christ.
It's so mind-boggling of a thing to say that you have to like pause and think about like 300 years of slavery, and it's like, oh wait, what are you talking about?
No, this is worse.
But no, exactly, this is blue 9/11. It's 9/11 for the media people, and it's going. I think the reason it was allowed to happen, like the main reason it was allowed to happen, was basically to make protesting illegal.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Like they're going to, because this was not about everything that comes from this about domestic terrorism. They are not talking about what happened on January 6th. They are talking about what happened through the entire summer of 2020.
Mm-hmm. And they're talking about what happened in fucking 2012, 2011 with Occupy, because they know that it's going to be Obama 2.0. So they want to nip that in the bud before it happens again, because they're going to bail out when the fucking crash happens in the next 6 to 12 months. They're going to bail out the banks. They're going to bail out the fucking giant corporations. They're going to bail out Silicon Valley. And we're going to see austerity and destitution among the working and middle class of America like we've never seen in the history of this country.
Yeah, it's going to be even worse than it was when I was in my 20s, and everyone will think it's woke, actually. Will tell you that it's actually pretty cool that the Joe Biden made it illegal for, you know, idiot Ski-Doo dealership owners to storm the Capitol, as if it wasn't illegal already.
Well, look, Bryn, if you know the CEO of Citibank is, if that's a black woman in 2022, it's basically reparations to give money to the bank, right?
If you think about it, it's literally reparations.
If storming the Capitol and threatening the lives of your legislators changed anything, they would make it illegal.
Yeah. And that's what's also funny about all of this is that it's entirely, and I was, you know, joking about it being a Harry Potter christening or whatever, but like, if you wanted to overthrow the government, if you wanted to end the sort of liberal norms, the last fucking thing you would do would be storm the Capitol. Like, why would you go there? Like, you that's not going to help you at all. Yeah. I don't know what you think you're doing. That's just the stage.
Have you learned nothing from 90s hacker movies? You have to hack the mainframe. You absolutely have to get at all of the data. That's the only thing that matters anymore. And, like, it's a joke, but it's also, like, true, right? Like, you have to do so much more than just, like, take over a bunch of buildings. This isn't the Industrial Revolution. Like,
yeah. We have this building.
Storm
now,
the Pentagon and then storm every other military base and then also have some generals defect to your side and take over all the highways and the, you know, hospitals and food, and then maybe you're halfway there.
The building is where they keep the politics.
Yeah. They keep it in that building. They keep it in the dome.
Yeah, politics is stored in the bicameral legislature.
Did you see that Nancy Pelosi had the flags flying at the half staff on the Capitol the day afterwards?
Oh, my God.
I didn't.
God. What a dork.
I mean, whenever I look at a picture of Nancy Pelosi, my flag's fine at a full staff, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, she got them big honkers.
We've been in quarantine for way too long.
Huge naturals. Actually, there's no way there's a natural. Those are definitely paid for by taxpayers.
Yeah, she got the National Endowment.
National Endowment for the Arts.
Why do you think her freezer's so full of ice cream? She's got a surplus.
Surplus of milk that she makes into ice cream?
She's a frigid bitch, so it comes out like a milkshake.
Ew.
Oh, no.
Isn't she like 70 years old?
I think she's like 80. She's closer to 80 than 70. Same with Joe Biden.
Yes, I think that the reason that this happened was because it was safe. It wasn't actually going to do anything. It basically just fuels right-wing media cycle and just be like, here's a bunch of stuff to talk about. Our democracy is under threat. And who's going to save it? Joe Biden. And then it allows them to clamp down on any gathering that is trying to, quote unquote, overthrow the state, which, look, the thing about the Black Lives Matter protests and the, you know, abolish / defund the police protests for the past year that we just lived through is that nobody actually, like, it was nice to see a lot of people like throw ire at the state, but we've said on this show before, like, they're not actually going to do anything because most of these people just want the state to be nice.
Right.
Like, most people just want the cops to not kill them.
Well, eight can't wait or something. Like, here's the eight things that will reduce violence by 34%.
Well, it's kind of the same thing as with like the Green New Deal. It's like a lot of stuff that sounds nice and kind of seems feasible if you don't look at it too hard. But then you start to realize it's like, oh, if I want to defund the police, that means overhauling the entire way the country is structured pretty much from the bottom up. And like, people aren't ready to do that. There's not a political education in this country that has people, you know, prepared for that.
But I do think that the people who run the country are looking at things like the Green New Deal and they realize like this is if you actually did this, you'd have to do communism.
Right.
And they're saying we have to fight against that because people can't get to the point where they expect us to even placate them on those kinds of demands.
Right. Well, it's like we've been saying over and over again, right? Like, the ruling class has class consciousness. They have boatloads of class consciousness.
Mm-hmm. So they have to say, okay, well, you just can't protest anymore.
Right.
You can't even do these, like, you know, social democratic reforms of, you know, don't let the police kill you. You just have to eat this.
Like, I mean, how many people called the protesters anarchists when it was happening?
And, like, and it's not a mistake.
Yeah. Anarchist terrorists. So it's like, if you wear a mask or have a hamsek on your body anywhere, like, that's the same thing now.
That's absolutely.
If you're a fucking delusional blue check idiot that fucking jerks off to the West Wing and you don't see this as literally petitioning the government for a redress of grievances, you're the biggest hypocrite on the planet. But it doesn't matter if you're a giant hypocrite, because it's not about principles. That's why the fucking hypocrisy discourse doesn't ever work, because it's not about principles. It's just about having power.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. if you don't see this as just people who are pissed off with the government and aren't having their voices heard, even if their voices are incredibly stupid and want an incredibly stupid thing, like, you have fucking issues. Like, you don't care about democratic process or whatever. You don't care. Like, protests are protected by our fucking constitution, but not after this, not after the media and the Democrats and everybody with a blue check next to their name has manufactured a narrative in which this is justification for a complete clampdown on all civil liberties.
Right. Which it's already going to happen. It was already going to happen.
And sure, sure.
This is just accelerating towards the goal line for them. And I think, you know, the more they can sort of beat people in quickly into, you know, techno-feudalism, the better. And so I think that this really played to that. And you know, it's the other thing that I sort of wanted to bring up in terms, because we're basically just like running down the really awful takes that all of this sort of spurred in the media. There was sort of this whole argument about whether the people who did the, you know, protest at in the Capitol building, whether they were poor or whether they were small business owners or whatever. And I wanted to mention that that doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter at all. The fucking, the small business tyrant rhetoric has done irreparable damage, because it is mathematically impossible for everybody on that side of the culture war to be a small business owner. Yes, there are plenty of fucking small business assholes who have a vested interest in pushing a certain political candidate, fighting a certain side of the culture war. But there's also fucking people who worked at Domino's who were leading the charge into the fucking Capitol. All right.
Oh, yeah.
It's a culture war issue, and the lines are not neatly drawn by class, and there's not only good people and only bad people, or only class enemies and only class allies. It is messy, because that's the point of culture war. It is to create a line between basically one group and another group, where it, you know, the only real antagonism between social stria should be between classes, but the culture war obfuscates all that.
Well, that's ideology. Yeah. Like, that's the function of ideology. Yeah. Like, the state reproduces it as this apparatus to divide the working classes, because, like, if we all did just only have class interests, the proletarian revolution would have happened so long ago. There would have never been a need for it. Like, so it's hard for me to believe that, like, people have to be, like, willfully ignorant of, like, the role of ideology in their lives to a certain degree, right? Otherwise, you're just, like, a frothing lunatic all the time.
Yeah. Well, what I'm saying is like, I agree with you, Todd. Like, you know, what I'm saying is that some of these people probably owned a Ski-Doo dealership. Some of these people are literally private military contractors. And that's not the same as being rich. That's not the same as being in the ruling class. Yeah. Some of them were obviously poor. Some of them are fucking, like, YouTubers. Baked Alaska was there. The Q Shaman was there. Like, I'm doubting those people make more than, like, the average people.
I think Baked Alaska was, like, walking dogs a couple of years ago to make a living.
So it's like, these people are, it doesn't matter how much they make. And I feel like what this really exposed was this sort of, like, liberal id polling of class analysis, where it's just like, you're either, if you make this much money, you're not working class. If you don't dress like this, you're not working class. If you know, like, putting all of these things into tiny boxes further stratifies the working class. And there's going to be a lot of people who eventually are, you know, blue check doofuses who are going to have to support or deny the, you know, whether PMC or working at Best Buy or a small business owner, or like, what if you own a, you know, McDonald's franchise? Like, it, like, your class character in America is completely like incongruous with your beliefs. Like, lots of people barely even know what their class interests are.
You're part of the ruling class if you have a famous pet on Instagram and that's how you make your money. And I will never ever back down from this take.
I suppose you own your means of production if the pet produces money for you by modeling. So yeah, that's true.
I think Extinction Rebellion would have something to say about that.
The tragedy.
You're spot on, Bryn, because it's like the rhetoric about everybody who supports Trump as a small business owner is the exact mirror of the rhetoric about how, you know, your real enemy is like the PMC and not just the person who owns the company who uses the PMC as their enforcer. They're both your enemies, but one of them is the one pulling the strings. The other one is the one whose loyalty has been bought by the one who's pulling the strings.
Right.
It is the exact mirror.
It kind of resembles a prison if you think about it.
Or a panopticon. And if it's just like the movie in Sorry to Bother You, like, those people can be changed. And what's the tragedy about Q is that it is people who have the correct analysis, and this is why I believe it's literally made up by, you know, people in Trump's cabinet, but it's the actual correct analysis of the liberal state, that it, the exact reasons why it's bad, down to the pedophilia, down to the collaborations with corporations, down to the way they take away your freedoms, and then putting all of your faith into the actual dream of America, the imperialist, awful racist dream of America, and saying, support this guy who's actually going to make it better again.
Yeah. Well, it's like astrology for patriots who lost their faith, right?
Exactly. So, you know, these people do have a correct class analysis, or at least a material analysis of the issue. They just have the exact wrong solution. And so I think trying to say, oh, well, it's because they own like some failing business in Arkansas. Their lives are a little, you know, maybe even quite a bit better than a poor black person living in the projects, but like, they're still precarious and they're still feeling the awful burn of a country that doesn't give a shit about them. And that's the reason they're motivated to do something, because they feel their power slipping away. And sure, that might be marginally above, not saying they're not racist. They feel themselves slipping into actual poverty.
Well, they're racist because of the precarity that they're in. They're racist because racism is it doesn't come out of a fucking vacuum. It comes out of somebody recognizing that you're angry and you're disenfranchised and you're disillusioned, and then using that as an opportunity to fill your head with racism so that you reproduce it.
Yeah.
But speaking of a panopticon, we've gone on a lot about the Capitol stuff, but what this is all building to is that Trump has finally been banned from all social media. We're talking Facebook, Twitter,
Grindr.
Instagram,
OnlyFans,
Grindr,
World of Warcraft,
Etsy. Yeah. Fucking, he can't even sell like needlepoint of, you know, The Apprentice, scenes from The Apprentice where he's like, you're fired, but it's in really cute Etsy style needlepoint.
Yeah, Barron had to download a VPN to play Minecraft because the whole White House is like this.
Oh, that's terrible. He's wanting to hop online with his friends.
And on one hand, it is very funny that, Trump can't tweet anymore. Also, it's a Library of Alexandria moment because so many incredible, he is the best poster of all time. Like, it's not even close. So
really
many incredible tweets were completely, I'm sure you'll see a coffee table book pretty soon of all of Trump's best tweets.
Right.
I'm sure they're somewhere archived.
For $49.99 through Random House or something.
A lot of people think it was smart to invest in Bitcoin, but I invested in copying all of Trump's tweets down and just waiting.
What's that movie with Denzel where he's like carrying a book across the wasteland? That's
Book
John,
of Eli.
But the book, yeah, Book of Trump's tweets.
Yeah, it's funny, but it is also very alarming because it's like, yeah, it's Trump right now. and he's gonna they're gonna ban it. They're gonna basically just delete him. They're gonna make him not exist because he can't be on any social media, because Silicon Valley has complete authoritarian control over all information. And now that they're aligned with the Democrats, they have basically complete authoritarian. It is everything that liberals said would happen with Stalinism, but they're doing it. They're doing it, and they're using Silicon Valley, and they're gonna fucking do it a hell of a lot more viciously than anything that ever happened in the Soviet Union. But what what happens when Trump now, but what happens when it's fucking like they start they do it to Maduro, or they do it to Kim Jong-un, or they do it to anybody who isn't aligned with Western imperial interests?
I mean, they already do after a fashion, right? Like sanctions and all of that shit.
That's
like,
fucking right.
And I think it's worse than that, actually, because it's not just about like, oh, individual people are going to get, you know, permabanned or whatever. They were put on probation for this post or whatever. Like, it's not just about modding. It's about like creating a media. It's further dividing people from a social, the social media, into differing factions, right? So now people are not going to get the same news, even more so than like not watching Fox News or not watching, you know, OAN or whatever. Like, now you're not even able to like participate in like general society. You're basically being removed from like getting news.
Oh yeah, you're not even gonna have the same like social interaction, because we were just talking about how it's like protesting is going to become illegal and like meeting up in public. I mean, it's like, what if COVID lasts for 5 more years and then they're just like, oh, we're arresting people for having a book club during COVID, but only the left-wing book clubs get arrested.
I've been warning people that this would happen. COVID lockdowns are going to turn into climate lockdowns, or they're going to turn into anti-fascist lockdowns. It's like, how fucking long until the Democrats, with the help of Silicon Valley, reinvent anti-fascism to mean anybody who opposes Democrat Silicon Valley fascism? I mean, they're doing that right now. They just appropriate all of the aesthetic trappings of the left, and they do liberal imperialist authoritarianism under the guise of being the good guys. They are literally doing that, and they're going to continue to do that, because honestly, a lot of leftists just fucking let it happen. A lot of people gave in to the media constantly screeching. I'm not talking about you leftists. I'm talking about these like people who were a Bernie bro until like last year and were like, hey, this Lenin guy has some good ideas, but are basically still a fucking liberal.
Yeah.
Those kind of people are the same people that are going on Facebook being like, it's actually good when the government imprisons dissidents and with no fucking nuance, and saying like, anybody who disagrees with me is a fascist and should be banned from all social media. It is hyper-normalization, and it's coming to your fucking city, folks.
Well, and to the perverse, like, liberal mind of your average, like, liberal citizen, it's awesome. It's just like a fucking Black Mirror episode. They love it. It's just a cool dystopia moment. It's like epic bacon dystopia. Like, they're so happy to have it. And they'll find any excuse to be like, this is actually what I wanted. You know, this is the future I was supposed to be delivered into, even if it means living in the bug pod and eating the bug paste. Mm-hmm. Or
wow, Trump's just like Thanos. And this is like when the Avengers beat up Thanos and banned him from Twitter.
Is that what happened in that movie?
I fell asleep, but it was pretty high.
Joe Biden promises in his first 100 days in office to change the entire color scheme of the United States to cyan and like bright orange. Just like a movie poster.
So now Twitter stock is in free fall, which brings me to what I was thinking might happen. I was like doing the math in my head and I just couldn't get it to work. But now that Twitter stock dropped literally $10 overnight, from $55 to $45, it does seem like a slightly higher possibility that like Trump, the Trump organization, or the Trump organization's allies could just fucking buy out a controlling share of Twitter and then do a hostile takeover. I don't think it'll actually happen. It would be very, very funny.
I was thinking about that.
But if you have been following all the, like, quote, Twitter alternatives, Parler, Gab, whatever, Parler apparently has been taken down from all the app stores because they refuse to comply with Google and Apple's new rules, which are, if you're an app and you don't ban Donald Trump immediately, you can't be on our app stores, which mm-hmm. is like insane. It's like, that's how people get their software. And if you can just ban an app from that, it's not like Parler isn't just a cesspool, right? Like mm-hmm. Parler is, and possibly a government honeypot, because we just found out today
right.
that apparently images uploaded to Parler don't strip the EXIF location data. So if you are uploading an image to Parler, there's a good chance it just tells everybody exactly where you are at all times, which is fucking hilarious. But my point being, like, you could create an alternative to Twitter for leftists. And then the minute you cross fucking Google's rules about not, maybe they have a new rule that you're not allowed to make an app that foments Leninism or whatever, they're going to ban you. They have ultimate power over you. And the future is so insanely bleak.
Yeah, well, I mean, I've been saying for a while, like, everybody's so worried about who the fucking president is. It's like Jeff Bezos is a bigger problem than any president. The guys who run yeah. Google are a bigger problem than any president right now.
I think Jeff Bezos is the president.
Yeah.
Like, I just think that, like, if a coup happened...
The shadow president.
If a coup mm-hmm. happened...
He's Lex Luthor.
The bald guy.
It was fucking this. Like... The entirety Absolutely. Of the corporate state. This is the thing. Just people with the worst fucking analysis of how America runs, like, just refuse to acknowledge the fact that corporations are literally the state, just as much yeah. as the Pentagon is the state, just as much as the DHS is the state, Amazon is the state, Apple is the state, Google is the state. And the mm-hmm. state literally just, like, undemocratically fucking impeached yeah. Trump.
He yeah. just
basically is not allowed to talk to his subjects anymore. And if there's a coup that happened, that was it.
As it far was as Silicon I can Valley tell. Did a coup on Trump. Yeah. That is what happened. That is what has happened. And it's like
a silicon.
If you don't like Trump, if you like Trump, whatever, it doesn't fucking matter. The fact that Silicon Valley can just do a coup now, that should terrify you. That should terrify you more than you find this whole thing hilarious. Unless you're like John, before the pod started, he was saying how if something horrifying, I mean, laughter is definitely a fair response. It's a reasonable to something response, that, yeah.
I don't know but what I else mean, you can do in America.
Another thing that's now happening is JP Morgan, Facebook, Google, Microsoft, a bunch of huge, huge companies are withholding their donations to both Democrats and Republicans, basically suspending all lobbying after the Capitol quote siege, right? This is Business Business Insider calling it a siege. They all got the memo, folks. It's all client journalism for the deep state.
That's what I'm saying.
It was really retaliation for the fact that Adobe Flash Player is no longer supported. How are they supposed to do tower defense games? So they were like, fuck it, we'll make our own.
Yeah.
Are you telling me I'm not allowed to watch Homestar Runner on its original site anymore? Fuck off.
Yeah, it looks better when it's in Flash. Like, on YouTube, it doesn't. It's not as warm.
You can't even interact with the buttons.
Yeah, it's trash.
No, but this is. It's not just that they support the Democrats, because Republicans do this too. Like, Mitch McConnell went up and been like, "Oh well, fair and square. We need to protect our quote unquote democracy or whatever." It's not about, like, Trump has been useful to the, you know, liberal state, and to a certain extent, and now they're using him without his permission, and then he will be gone, and they'll manage his sort of, like, controlled opposition to, you know, the grievance that he surely will create, like, Trump Social Network mm-hmm. soon.
Oh, he's going to be an anchor on One America News Network, without a doubt. He's going to be, like, lead anchor. And the liberals are going to love
make
it
up his own,
because it's going to prevent them from being able to go left at all. And that's what they want. They want to have those limitations so they can be like, my hands were tied.
Yeah, I think that these companies are pausing their donations because they're unsure of which side is going to win the coming deep state power struggle. It's like during World War II. Some of these same companies, like IBM, Fucking JP Morgan, I think, was around back then and did the same thing. It's like they mm-hmm. were playing both sides so that no matter what happens, they come out on top. So now they're pausing donations to both the Republicans and Democrats instead of just donating to both sides, no matter, so they win no matter who comes out on top. They're doing the same thing through omission.
Yeah, exactly. It's, they don't care about party. They have no, no fucking honor towards, like, oh, I told you I was going to do something, but they don't give a shit.
They're registered members of the other Green Party, the one that's just money.
The money party.
Another one of these was this guy, Ricky Davila. Do you get, anybody know who this guy is? He's supposedly a singer-songwriter. He's from what I can tell, he is a scarf and Jason Mraz hat wearing guy who sings like shitty blues or something.
Yeah, he looks like a church musician, not like the cool kind.
Yeah, exactly. But he's a huge blue MAGA guy. He literally has hashtag Biden Harris in his bio. His banner pick is Biden and Kamala. He posted, Blue Cross Blue Shield Association has announced that they'll suspend political contributions to members of Congress who seditiously objected to the Electoral College vote count. More of this, please. Blue heart clap emoji. More. Okay. Yes.
What?
Yes. Healthcare companies deserve our applause for putting a pause on lobbying politicians to vote to deny us healthcare.
Oh my God.
Yikes.
Can we just roll that? Is that what's going on?
You gotta get
that's
in,
what he's saying.
You gotta get in these blue MAGA people's heads if you want to understand their posts, because these people wake up every day thinking only like, I have to come up with something that's an awesome dunk that seems great for Biden and Harris. And the only way to do that is to just search up a bunch of terms that are like your favorite buzzwords and then willfully misread stuff and then post about it.
I have a way to get in this guy's head.
Todd, no.
Todd, bring it back to Trent.
Mr. President, get down.
Yeah, I'm just doing the Joker monologue before he shoots the guy on that TV show.
Mm-hmm. I mean, speaking of head, this guy, he's got some DSLs on him. You look at this profile. That's my takeaway from this. Yeah. Oh, yeah. The duck face.
Remember
that's
the
a
duck face. Wow.
Wow. Right, what a times. Throwback. Remember back when we had Bob Hope and Johnny Cash and the duck face? Now we have no Cash or Hope.
But we still have the duck face.
Sometimes.
Wasn't that back when girls had their hair like really big and teased because they were seen? Like mm-hmm. that was a long time ago. Yeah. 2004.
Yeah.
Where they were doing the Jersey Shore. Like the big poof.
Yeah. People who look like Snooki would do the duck face,
That was a terrible time to be a person who is attracted to women, because they were just fucking up. The whole thing they had going on, I mean, come on.
I feel like everything was designed to make your ass look flat and saggy. Like mm-hmm. wearing like white mini skirts with like a pink belt. That just like everything was unflattering. It was all a bad time.
Speaking of another bad time, even though there's less than fucking 10 days left in his term, House Democrats will be voting this Wednesday to impeach Donald Trump. Wait. Again.
Okay, so they're really doing that?
They're going to vote
on the day.
It doesn't matter. Yes? Who cares?
On the day that of 1-6, Blue 9/11 or whatever, Ilhan Omar tweeted, I'm drafting up articles of impeachment. And everyone was like, what? Why? What the fuck are you talking about? Why?
I mean, I saw a lot of people being like, I know people are saying it doesn't matter, but this denies him his pension and his travel allowance per year and lifetime Secret Service protection. So if you want Donald Trump to be even more rich, I guess don't impeach him.
I don't think it does do any. Like,
if he's removed from office, like if the Senate votes for it, just voting for it again in the House isn't going to do anything.
Yeah, if he gets impeached, YouTube can't send him his gold play button.
It doesn't mean those things. Someone was like, well, if you impeach him, it means he can't run again in 2024. And we're trying to stop that. I looked that up. That's not true.
Oh, they just made it up?
Like that. Like they could do that. That could be part of it if they actually removed him and then like made that a condition. But they that's not how impeachment works.
Yeah.
Like no one knows how this stuff works.
Right. That is the thing. Yeah. It's never actually happened. Like no one's ever actually been removed.
That's the other thing. So it's like there's no constitutional law about it. It's all fucking made up.
Yeah. It's 100% an exertion of power. It's the if they impeach him again and then they try to remove him, it'll all be symbolic anyway. This is his show trial. This is 100% the show trial that the liberals are doing to basically say we have the executive and the legislative branch of government now, and we have Silicon Valley, and we have the entire media, and we've convinced through subterfuge and passive aggressive whining and bitching, even some Republicans, people on your side. So we have all the power, you have nothing. And this is, we're going to drag you like fucking Cersei at the, when she's marched through the street in Game of Thrones. This is because it's all symbolic to Democrats.
A
liberal,
absolutely.
If you're a liberal, it's all about the fucking appearances. It's all about the West Wing. It's all about the most epic thing that you can do. And the most epic thing that the Democrats can think of is doing a thing they already failed at, but doing it again and probably failing again because they don't even have enough time to do it.
Well, Todd, if it's also pointless and we're getting nothing out of it, then why is Bernie Sanders going to be chair of the Senate Budget Committee, huh?
Did you see that Bernie, this is so fucking funny to me. Bernie, a guy that like people were unironically begging Bernie to go full fucking Lenin, like
yes,
posting the other day that nobody should, people who do an insurrection against the government are terrorists.
Yeah. With it's no actually nuance. Like,
The only nuance is that terrorism is cool if you do the right kind.
No.
It's tricky, but you can pull it off.
I mean, Bernie's always done, and it was easy to overlook when there was so much, you know, political fervor and like feelings of like he could actually win. But like everyone is overlooking like how he called Maduro a dictator and he had really some pretty bad Israel opinions. And like it wasn't ever actually really even challenging like the imperial
Bernie was
power
okay
of
on
state.
Israel. That's actually why I liked him. But I'm a single issue voter, and that issue is nuking Israel.
Including
so whatever
Gaza.
Gets us closer to that,
including the strip. All they, of
have
those people.
They have tactical nukes now. they could maybe
I don't know
like
if that's
just
that's that kind of tactic.
Yeah, do like with surgical precision.
You know, it'd be peace in the Middle East. No one being there.
Yeah. That's right.
I mean, if they did, they could do surgery on a grape. They could do surgical precision strikes the way Todd wants.
Parody satire.
Yeah, no, I'm kidding. Obviously,
no, they really did do surgery on a grape. But, it wasn't satire.
Also, if Trump gets impeached again, his legal team, this is officially from the Trump team. If they impeach him again, his legal team is going to be Rudy Giuliani and, drumroll please, Alan Dershowitz.
Oh, the Dersh. Just for that.
The Dersh.
The Dersh is back.
Can't stop the Dersh.
And also, Jeffrey Epstein, his new lawyer who's wearing a mustache, or has a mustache.
Did you see fucking Jose Canseco tweeted that Jeffrey Epstein was alive?
Must be true.
King shit.
You can't tweet it if it's not true. They just made that a law.
That's true.
It's so weird and unexpected that no files got stolen from the Capitol, even though every office was fucking broken into. It's not like you could have just taken one fucking laptop out of there, you fucking idiots.
Todd, I'll have you know,
crack this whole thing wide open.
They keep a lot of files in their podiums, just so you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome.
What are they going to hit with a gavel if not the podium? Ted Cruz's head? yeah, so I think all of this has been very stupid and funny. Nothing really matters. It doesn't actually end democracy. Like, that's just been one of the worst things I've seen, is people just saying like this. They're trying to end. They went into the Capitol to try and end democracy. It's like, what the fuck are you talking
about?
Well,
some of them actually genuinely believe, like the unironic cross the Rubicon thing where they're like, yeah, Trump's going to just like, it's going to be like that scene from The Simpsons where the Gorbachev or whoever the Russian premier is presses a fucking button and suddenly all of the like the Russian flag, Russian Federation garb and all that stuff disappears and out pops the old Soviet flags and everything. And they're like, psych, we were communists the whole they want Trump to do that, but with like just being a like actual Nazis.
Sure. Some of them do. But you know, it wouldn't be any different than what it is now. Like, literally, what would be the difference between America now and if they were outwardly Nazis? Like, what exactly would be different?
They'd economically,
there might be more parades. I don't know.
They would have a cooler logo.
Hugo Boss stock would shoot through the roof.
Right. They would just be like, it'd be like a Renaissance fair for Germany.
Mm-hmm.
But
the graphic design industry would have a field day, you know, a lot of new stuff to design.
Maybe they would be open about killing the Mexicans. But even Nazi Germany wasn't that open about it. It was sort of like happening.
But yeah, I was going to say, really, like, the U.S. is already way more open about all the shit that we do. Like, we call ourselves cowboys for the kind of shit that, like, we're supposed to hate the Nazis for.
Yeah.
I mean, and you should hate the Nazis exactly for. I'm saying same. You should also hate the United States. Like,
yes. Yeah. And so it's just like, well, I don't know what, we don't have a democracy. It's a tired thing to say, but it's absolutely fucking true. There's no end of this democracy. There would just be they wanted an end to the facade because, you know, as we've said before, they're right that the fucking vote was stolen. It's never true. There's no reason to believe that we're actually having some sort of like actual fair election. That's not happening. So sure. If you don't believe in anything, if you don't believe that America is a real democracy, which it isn't, and you're right, then why not just be like, fuck you. I want to kill people until the person I want in charge is in charge. Like, it makes sense to me. I don't know. If they had done this for Bernie Sanders, I'd be like, sure, whatever, who gives a shit? And I still say, sure, whatever, who gives a shit? It doesn't matter.
Well, not to be all bleak on everybody, but, you know, even if it was an incredibly stupid day in American history, even if it was like a bunch of people who had no idea what they were actually going to do once they got in there, it was extremely cool that they made all those politicians fear for their lives. And the resulting clampdown on civil liberties and the full mask off alignment of authoritarian liberal Democrats with Silicon Valley and the deep state will basically make any sort of leftist revolution impossible until we can fucking convince the majority of the working class that no, it's not epic when Nancy Pelosi flies the flag at half mast.
Yeah, that's true. I think that, you know, leftist communist organizing needs to happen today. It should have happened 4 years ago. We wasted a lot of time where, you know, I don't know. If you still think that there's any revolutionary potential in electing somebody into fucking the squad, just you're not even on the left. Like you never were, but like you aren't. And that's not how it works. There's no revolutionary potential in the fucking Democratic Party.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Don't worry about the squad in Congress. Worry about the hit squad you're assembling of your closest comrades to assassinate the other squad. Yeah.
Parody satire.
But you are worrying about the wrong squad.
The only hit squad worried about is my four bongs that I store in a square.
Square squad.
That's right.
Smoking the hypotenuse. You know,
this was a stupid thing that was allowed to happen in a sort of false flaggy way.
It was an episode of Three Stooges, basically.
Yeah, that basically only continues the fascist conglomeration of capitalism. Corporate state aligning together. So it sucks and is bad all around. So don't worry about it, though. You still have to do the organizing. You have to continue to do labor organizing, which is boring and no one likes it. And it actually doesn't give you any clicks and any likes on Twitter because it actually has to happen in real life. So, you know, I hope you're out there doing that.
The last thing that I will say is that the FBI currently has a website set up where you can go report people for being involved in the Capitol protest.
Don't do that.
Do something else. No,
absolutely fucking do that. Report just anybody you don't like. Just flood their... just report people that, you know, Jerry a guy Seinfeld. Who fucking... owes mm-hmm. you a like $5 for Chipotle or something.
What's just, the just, deal with being falsely arrested for terrorism? Yeah, George, they're would putting be a me in prison.
It would be a shame if the FBI snitch hotline got a bunch of fucking dick pics, all right? Yeah. Just, you know, it'll be very funny.
Just report Jeff Bezos Jerry, over
I'm on a black side,
again.
Jerry! I'm being renditioned, Jerry! Jerry, they're killing me! They're renditioning me!
Yeah, do yeah, report Jeff happens? Bezos to the FBI. See what happens. Who cares? It'll be like putting two magnets on the wrong poles together.
Just holding them down while pushing them together on the table.
Yeah.
They keep trying to jump away. Oh,
yeah. All right. Everybody, thank you so much for listening. This has been, you know, a very fun start to 2021.
Yeah, we're having a good time.
it's been interesting. Governor Cuomo is fucking destroying everything and should be in prison for all of the terrible things he's doing to our beloved city.
Oh yeah, today he was like, we simply can't not open the economy before the vaccine's here. We'll have nothing to reopen.
He's trying to make people not, he's trying to means test the vaccine. It's going to be a long year. Again, so
imagine that. In. Imagine the deep state attempting to means test a vaccine that's just a bunch of nanobots that control your mind and make you accept the deep state. Incredible!
It's not. Yeah,
it absolutely is. And I will not be reading the replies to this. Send, please address all of your hate mail to Dumb and Awful.
Yeah, Dumb and Awful.
They are our handlers.
They're actually much more level-headed and able to take that kind of criticism than us. We don't want it. Anyway, thanks so much for listening. This has been BB Bledis. Please follow us at WeedPod on twitter.com. Follow us all individually. Please go check out our Patreon, where we have been spending the past month doing very long research projects that we called story times, and then we will get back to the regular bonus soon, but for now we are doing those. patreon.com/beep beep lettuce. Listen to my other show, Generation Losses, and John's other show, Work Stoppage, and then hang out with us at Mids Posting on Facebook, and we will see you in the Discord.
We'll see you next time at Goodbye. The Capitol. Beep on, y'all.
420.
Bye.
that he